Yeah, I absolutely. See, so right now, see, you put your finger down and you swoop it up.
Bill and Kurt podcast, yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. We're mobile. On a mobile. So this now, depending on how long it records for, I mean, this could actually go up for an hour. And once you're done, this automatically goes up to iTunes. It goes up to another one called Overcast, another one called HomePod. I'm not sure what that is. Another couple others.
Cool.
So it'll just be reverberating out there for people to listen to. By the way, folks, we are on our way to Denver with Yatley Crew. We're going to play tonight. Boy, that's crazy.
High dive
in Denver, yeah.
We're going to make a lot of big splashes at the High Dive in Denver. And then, the next day, it's a private gig. Is that a birthday party?
No, I believe it's a fundraiser.
Oh, fundraiser. So we're going to put the fun into the fundraiser. And we're going to see what we can do about packing up the High Dive.
Pack it up.
Yo, this is Ice-T. It's time to pack it up.
Well, hey, Ice-T.
Yo, I just happen to be hiding in this glove compartment over here.
Oh, shit.
I heard every word everybody was saying. And everybody was talking about that place called Denver, which I think is pretty cool. What, do you say that you think it's pretty cool because your name is Ice-T? Well, hells yeah. Why else would I think it's cool? Oh, why? I don't know. Maybe because you enjoyed being there or something? Or no, it's cool. They got the air conditioning on all the time. Oh, so it's kind of a cold place? Yeah, it's cold, and they got cold beers, too. But I prefer the iced tea. Well, naturally. Well, I better get going now.
Oh. Well, wow, you left just as quick as you came here, huh?
That's how I do it.
All right, see you later.
Well, that was Ice-T. Unexpectedly, a surprise visit from Ice-T. Not many people get to do that. We're driving a car right now that, I gotta say that this, every time I look at these, they either look like little Death Stars to me, or like droids of some sort. They have those
the
sort
air vents,
of,
you mean?
Yeah, these air vents. They kind of have that Star Wars look to them. Like those things you'd see on the Death Star.
Oh, yeah.
All the pipes and the metallurgy. It's not common to see a tractor driving down the street. However, at this moment in time, we have that luxury. This tractor has two scoopers for two different jobs. Before we know it, we'll be on the plane. I might even record some stuff on the plane, record some airplane sounds, babies crying, people joining the Mile High Club in the bathroom, and perhaps even private conversations with the receptionists or the stewardesses. Yes, the stewardesses.
Flight attendants, I believe.
The flight attendants of the air.
Stewardess is no longer an appropriate term.
Mm. At what point in history do you think it became a naughty name?
Late 80s, early 90s, it evolved into flight attendant. Stewardess had developed a negative connotation, I think.
So if it's a guy, will he be offended if you call him a steward?
I don't know. I don't think he might have his name Stewart.
Stewart the steward. Now that's a rarity. I don't really hear people say I'm a steward too often, or I'm a butler. That's a rarity. I don't ever hear someone tell me that their job's a butler. I assume they'd have to be on call all the time, right? Being a butler?
Mm-hmm.
Because you gotta live in the house.
With whoever they work for.
Holy moly. So no matter what, you're always on the clock.
Yeah.
You gotta have eyes in the back of your head. Holy cow. Yeah, I've yet to meet a butler, a steward, possibly even an admiral.
but that remains to be seen. For a second, I thought I saw Ice-T up on the billboard, but it was just a... It was a comedian. It was actually a comedian who looked like Ice Cube. That's who I thought I saw on the billboard.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, that was Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Kevin.
Well, from one ice to another, stay cool.
Yeah.